This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Second hour already on a Saturday morning. And U.S. Army's birthday, 250 years. Goodness. All right, let's run over to Venice, Louisiana. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Not much, Mick. How are you this morning?
Oh, nothing. Y'all get you get a lot of rain yesterday. I saw a little bit on radar over your way.
No, we didn't. Never got a drop. Got a little bit during the night. But
yeah, well, that's
no,
good.
No, we didn't get none.
Well, a lot of it stayed above you, I guess.
Yeah, and some of it dropped down, but it was east of me, so.
Right. Well, good.
Yeah. I hear you talking about the Army birthday. And
yeah.
I don't know what was going on down here yesterday, but we had them jets up there from the naval base just all day flying around down here, so I don't know what that was all about.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of alerts going on right now.
That's what I figured.
But a lot going on the globe.
They was barely above the trees flying. So.
Right.
But it was kind of weird. Kind of neat, too, though. I mean, they was booking it. But
we got some fine toys, man.
Yeah, we do. And a lot of idiots.
I wasn't going there.
Well, I would. I'm about had enough of this.
It's just getting started, buddy. You better put your seatbelt on and throw your anchor out. It's the way it is.
Yeah, that is true. Other than that, that's about all shaking. I mean, glad I didn't get that rain y'all got. My God.
That old Trinity River swelled up pretty good again.
Well, they letting out?
Man, they're up there around close to 40, but I think it's going to get worse. I mean, I know that, you know, there's some flood warnings all out from Trinity Bay all the way up to Goodridge. Foot of water over some of the roads in those areas, and just, yeah, it's not what I wanted, but hey, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
Live with it.
Not. You know, that's why I told you the other morning, Rusty was probably going to have to go get the cattle up out at the bottom.
Right.
He went up there Thursday and got them back on high ground up there, and they was talking about Vito's getting to 22 foot. He said he spent the night up there, got up there in the morning. There wasn't no backwater at all. Looked, and it was like at 4 foot. He said, I don't know what's going on. So I think he's going back up there this morning.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, that's all that drainage from the Woods College Station area over there.
Yeah, it's just showing Trinity River at Liberty affecting Liberty County. for the Trinity River, including Crockett, Riverside, Romare, Goodrich, Moss Bluff, Liberty. Moderate flooding is in the forecast. Minor flooding is occurring in the forecast also, where, you know, Trinity River at Liberty, that's until Tuesday evening. Impacts at 26.5 feet. Roads into some of these outlying communities above the gauge can have up to a foot of water over the road or more.
Wow.
And, yesterday the stage was at 26.3 feet. Bank full stage was 21 feet. So it's out of banks pretty good. So
yes, it is. Hope my camp house ain't getting closed now. It's just not. One time we get water in the camp house, they got to be releasing about 90.
Yeah, well, they're
over 90,000.
You know, last June we got up in the 90s. Actually, I think 114,000 at one point.
That was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Was that last year? Yeah, it was last year. Clean a camp house up.
Unless I'm losing.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I think it hit 114,000.
Right. Put a couple inches in my camp house.
Man.
Like it never got cleaned up. I'm telling you, that old silt down there is like...
That silt's nasty, isn't it? That's the worst part.
As when it dries out, it's like glue.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's like our buggy. You know, once we get through for the year and bring them home, I used to stop the car wash trying to do it. Last time I done that, I spent $25 and still didn't have all the mud off of it. So, bought me a new pressure washer at the house. That stuff is something else. But now everything's cool here in Venice. Going through the most summertime motions. Hot, and it's hot.
Yeah, the mornings are worse than the afternoons to me, man. It's just so sultry and wet, muggy, man.
I just got in the truck. It's 82 degrees right now. So, yeah, it is warm.
Yeah, I'm looking at some storms that built up out in the Gulf in front of us. It looks like Bolivar's going to catch all of it. Maybe the jetties and everything east, you know, Bolivar and the old rollover. So it's moving that way.
Right.
About 6 o'clock, it ought to be hitting land.
We got some wind this morning, too.
You got a little wind? We're down, believe it or not. We don't have much wind this morning.
We've been down for Wednesday. It's laid down, and it really made it hot down, you know, and buggy. But just picked back up this morning. Had a little bit of wind yesterday afternoon. Conditions.
Right.
You know, we still on them funky tides, high tide all morning. And, you know, at least we got that southwest wind off of it, so it ain't flooding everything.
Yeah. But, what are y'all still mostly catching? Trout, the big thing right now? Or?
Both. I mean, they had the ladies tournament this week, and I think Brandon Ballet won it, or his boat won it.
Yeah.
And God, how many? I think he caught over 500 redfish in 3 days for
good
the ladies.
Lord.
Yeah. You know, and that's and that's hard to do. Now, you naturally he got on some of them juveniles and. So he can really put the numbers in, you know. They have the big numbers if you can catch a bull red and bulls. Yeah. And there's a lot of them baby bulls around, so I'm sure he was on some of that too.
Right.
But I think his brother told me the first day he caught about 200, so, or the girls did. You know, but that's a lot of work for the captain.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot of work for them women. I mean,
yeah, doing well,
redfish,
you know,
that'll wear you out.
Yeah, and, you know, and they're fishing 12-pound test line.
Right.
You know, that's that IFGA deal. So, it's a crazy bunch of women right there. I mean, it, they go all over the world doing that. And so, but, you know, it's like last year, they asked me what I consider doing, and I said, not at my age, I'm not. I said, I'm my age as them women are, and I said, we ain't going to get along, and I ain't going to be able to put up with all that. So, I had to pass on that. But they're a good bunch of women, and, you know, they're dedicated. I'll give them that. They have the patience, and then the weather like it was, and, you know, they had that wind for 2 days, and then Wednesday, I didn't fish Wednesday, but I would imagine that was probably a short day for them Wednesday, because it got warm. No wind, and, man, and them flies are so bad down here this year, and I don't understand why they're worse than they have been in the past, but they call them sand flies here. Them
all
flies,
what we call deer flies or whatever, those biting
deer
flies?
Deer flies, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, I hate those
they
things,
call them
man.
They call them sand flies down here. So,
boy.
You know, back years ago, up in that Empire area, when you still had all that land, you had all them myrtle bushes. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst. But they're bad around, you know, we've got them old live oaks down here, and they're bad around them too. You beat mowing and they'll just swarm you out of the trees.
Right.
But when they light, they bite.
Man, oh man.
No, trout bite's still good too, but the problem with that trout bite, I mean, the boys that are dedicated on that right now, they're leaving in the dark. They're leaving the marina right now.
Really?
Yep.
What,
well, it's because of our tides. It's because of our tides. You know, once that high tide hits, you know yourself. I tell people all the time, them trout love that incoming. I mean, you catch them on the outgoing too, but they like it incoming, and them redfish like it outgoing. I've got a lot of them boys. I said, yeah, y'all like that outgoing because, you know, it pulls all that water out, then fish have to come out.
Right.
And that's why y'all like it. I said, when it's high and incoming, y'all won't get on that trolling motor. You know, there ain't no old school fishing here. I mean, a handful of us, you know, get on that trolling motor and just go to fishing. But
right.
Most don't even put a trolling motor down. They just slide in, fire pole down, and fish.
Yeah. I couldn't live without a trolling motor.
And just sit there and wait on it, you know. I can't do that.
I can't either. I can't just pull up somewhere and throw the hook out and just wait on something to happen. I try to make something happen.
Well, that's why you're a professional guy.
I don't know about that anymore, but I can't fish like that. I mean, I have patience to a certain extent, but enough is enough. I got to go make something happen.
Yep.
You peck around enough, you'll find something. You find what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a bite to fish somewhere.
Always. That's what they do.
Always.
Swim and eat.
Yeah.
And make babies.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, I wish you the best today. Hope the weather holds for you and y'all catch what you get what you need and get on in. And,
you know, it's starting to get light right now. I ain't doing rainy yet. We'll see what happens. I don't see no light in the world.
Not only lighting my sins out off Bolivar, out off Galveston and Bolivar right now in the Gulf.
Right.
And it's moving in. They will get some rain out of this.
Really?
Yeah.
At least it won't be on the watershed.
That's a good thing. I heard that. All right, Mike, well, somebody wants to come over to Venice and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
Give me a call at 832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ100 Fishing.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, you take care. Good talking to you.
Same here, Mickey. Later.
Have a good day. All right, Mike. See you. All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, bring your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other big events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Tiki Island. Let's check in with Captain James Flogg, see what he's up to this morning. James, good morning.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Same old, what's the old saying? Burn up, burnt down, and burn out.
That's it. Could be worse. You could be Paul McKinley. Whatever his name is. Oh, man.
So nasty, dude. I had to text you that yesterday. I don't even know why. I guess I put him on to look at him because I can't stand him. Oh, he's terrible. But, yeah, it was pretty funny. Man, it's calm this morning, but there's those squalls somewhere. I'm just lightning. It rained.
There's a bunch of storms built up a little while ago out in the Gulf, and they're moving in. Looks like they're going to hit the North Jetties and all of Bolivar and rollover and all that.
Yeah. Well, it starts out, you know, you look out there at the radar. That's like Thursday. You know, and I told you we were leaving early, but Ty, my guy, they go with me every Thursday. The entertain guys. He had big-time wade fishermen going to get them. Mad at him. I said, I'm your guy, dude. About 3 o'clock, Ty. He said, what do you think?
What do you think?
Dude, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. How in the hell do I know what I think? So I looked at it, and I said, hey, man, how mad are these guys at them? I got them. It's close to the house. But the window is short right here, man. It's not – this is a short window. Just depends on how bad you want to go. He texted me back, and I started laughing. He said, well, they're not as mad at them as I thought. I said, yeah, that's kind of what I thought, too.
Yeah.
So you had till Mickey, I think I was talking to Larry. I think I left to go to the gym about 7:45, and that's when the real deal hit. You could have fished till then. But I had them right here by the house. I mean, you know, it's – you get them or you don't, you come home, you know, but no big deal. But you wasn't going to have but about, you know, 2.5 hours to fish.
I'm and surprised then, you even had that because it, I got up, I had to full suit up to get out my door to get to the truck to come in here to the studio.
Yeah, you know, little... it was coming from the north, northeast, and then you could see all that stuff, of course, coming from Matagorda and all that stuff coming toward me. But it was 8:30 before it hit here, and there was no wind. It wasn't terrible, because I was talking to Larry. I said, "Yeah, you know, I'd have made it about 2 hours." When I was going to the gym, the leading wall, all that stuff hit, and that wind was blowing about 35 knots, and that was it for the rest of the day. It finally got nice about, I don't know, it may have been about 4:30, 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon. But that's one of them deals, you know, the window was sharp. Like yesterday. Told my guys, I said, look, man, I'll text you at 4. If it's bad, we won't go. But you know, yesterday was nothing. And actually, the wind was actually decent yesterday morning for a little while.
It was. It was down.
Yeah. I mean, it was good fishing. I mean, they really didn't bite till like 9 o'clock, but we laced them out. We could have stood there and caught 40 or 50. I don't know. But it was really good. But it's the same deal, dude. Everything's dirty. Everything's muddy, and the wind always blows. It went straight from kind of decent. It was just like you turned the switch on. It went straight to like 15 knots, and that's
right.
Every day. We ain't had no weather. I'm sitting there looking at what I'm fishing in yesterday, and I'm like, this is everywhere I go. How many fish are actually here if we actually had some conditions? Just a wind under 10 miles an hour and some water that you can see more than about 4 inches in.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about stuff down here where I fish. It ain't no good. The current runs so hard.
Well, I got more good water coming for you. It'll be down there another week or two. Got it coming for you.
It's coming. Hey, we're already nasty. I really would like to see how good the fishing really is if we had – just let it get calm. I'll fish in the mud. Just let it get calm. I was sitting there Thursday day. I don't know what day it is. Wednesday, I guess. And it was pretty good. I mean, we're catching them. But the current's running so hard, I had to take my trolling motor and just turn it on and just leave it on.
Leave it on. Into the current, yeah.
Yeah. But then I did that. It was kind of stupid. And then the next day, man, let me see if I can hang off this back cleat. And a lot of times that doesn't work. Sometimes it does. It usually throws your bow out.
Yeah.
So I come tie it off my back cleat, my stern cleat. And, man, the boat turned. I said, see, I knew it wasn't going to do right. I don't like this. But I gave it about, you know, about 5 minutes thinking about, man, what am I doing? And all of a sudden, you know, the current got going so hard that my boat got just perfect. I said, okay, right. Now we're set up. And then they didn't bite. I think we caught like two. I said, well, that's a great setup, but, man, we ain't catching nothing. But the current runs so hard. But fish has been good every day.
And it's so hard to get your lure down in that and work it right.
Yeah, and you know what's weird, Mickey, the way I had one guy that, one of my guys, he absolutely lit them up. And the exact opposite of what I thought. I said, look, man, we got to throw the right, let the current, you know the drill, let the current carry it. Tom, he just throws, and it's just out there. And he's done floated off down there, and he's barely reeling. And I seen, got one. I said, man, how slow is he reeling? Well, I think we catch like 16 fish. I caught three. The other dude caught three. And Tom caught 10, and ain't no telling how many he lost. Probably lost another five. He hooked like 15 fish. These ain't babies. These are good ones. I couldn't do it. I tried. I said, okay, let's throw down current. Just barely reel. I couldn't do it. He was lighting them up, man. And it wasn't the color, and I fooled with size of head. But, you know, normally that ain't the way to catch them. You know, but that's how he was catching them. And I think the only tough day I had, I think Monday was kind of tough because we had all them storms, and we really honestly didn't get fishing till like 10:30. And actually, I saw Maurice that day. And we get out of the boat, we instantly start catching them. And then, you know, I guess the bite was over. Then we just picked and pegged the rest of the day. We fished till like 4 o'clock. I don't think we caught but like 9 fish. Monday was tough on me, but the weather was terrible. That was the worst weather day we had that I actually fished was Monday. Thursday, you know, I didn't go.
Right.
But it's never nice, dude. This morning's nice, but there goes the boat right there. This morning's nice, but I don't know. That current is running so hard, dude.
It is. It's screaming in, man, off at negative low at night.
What? How low is the negative? See, it's not really on my. I mean, I see the red on my.
I think today it was like it's an 0.4 today. Negative 0.4, then you got a 1.5, so you got a 2-foot swing.
Yeah, that's what's wrong. I mean, there's places that I'm fishing that don't never get dirty. That it's green. I mean, it's plenty fishable, but it ain't clear. It ain't what it usually looks
no.
like. I mean, you go. And you go to these other places, like, dude, I'm already here. We'll fish, but this is terrible. And
you
start catching them. I said, man, how many fish are here if you're catching them in this garbage? But it looks like the first part of the week coming up, I got to go tomorrow. I went last Sunday, too, so it's been a long week for me. But it looks like the first part of the week's okay, and then it's no bueno again. I look at the offshore forecast because Cameron and Fish leave and go to Port Aransas. Man, everything's 3 to 4 foot.
Man, offshore has just been, man, it's just, oh.
It's been, man, Mickey, there ain't no, as long as we keep having these storms and these low pressures, these fronts trying to get close to here, until that changes, we're going to have the same. We're going to have one of them high pressure just come in here.
One of those Bermuda highs just sit on us for about a month.
That's what we need, dude. We don't need no more rain. I don't want nobody to be in no drought, but this place, this day, don't need no more rain. It's done.
No, not over this way.
No, hell no. But as long as we keep getting them fronts that keep trying to get here, you know, and the low pressures form up on, they come down there from South Padre toward Corpus and then come up toward us. I mean, it's like reading a book. It's the same. Been the same all year.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many places in the bay that I know's got them, but you can't go out there and fish. It's just terrible.
No, it's too windy.
Yeah. Luckily, we got so many fish. I mean, I ain't acting like it's big time 1980 stuff, but luckily,
no.
You know, you can
I
go
know
catch.
What you mean.
You know
it's good
I'm
for nowadays.
Yeah, even in these adverse conditions. I got something to go do. I can go catch 25, 30 fish just about every day.
Yeah.
And I ain't bragging or trying to be big time. That's just how good, you know, the fishing is. And the fish are better now. Catching very few little ones. Very few. They're all nice trout. And I'm telling you, yesterday, we leaned on them. we catch 40 for fun. I said, man, let's go, guy. Good guys, man. They can fish. I mean, they're vacuum cleaners. I said, man, let's get out of here. Let's go do something else.
I mean, and that's the purpose of the limits is three fish apiece. People get what they need or they have to have. And, I mean, why sit on a school and beat it up and rip it all to pieces? I mean, you can only keep three. I mean,
that's
why keep
it.
Doing it?
And I kind of put a number in my head what I want to do. Or I want to see, man, let me see just really how good this is. You rolling there, you know yourself. All right, let's check this. Well, we pecked out six or nine or whatever that stupid limit is. And let's just see what's here. And then once I see, okay, man, this is good. This is good. Then I go do something else. That's how we find so much stuff now, because you got to go do something else. I ain't going home.
No.
I'll go home when I get ready to go home, but at 9 o'clock in the morning, I ain't ready to go home yet.
I see these people post up this stuff. They'll show the picture of their cooler with six keepers in it and got my limit, and they'll show the clock, 8:40, and, oh, life is good and all that. I mean,
hey, dude.
Seriously?
Seriously?
I mean, give me a break.
You know how many times I could have come home the last month at 6:15 in the morning?
I know.
I'm like, that's not the deal about
that's
going
not
fishing.
The point of the fishing thing.
You go to catch stuff. Let's go catch some stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I don't care about six or nine. I told that guy, Dave, let me tell you something, man. I ain't getting out of bed to catch just three fish. I can do that in my canal.
Yeah, you can go out behind the house and throw a soft plastic in there and get you three. Put it on social media. Hey, I already got my limit, never even left the dock.
Never even left the house. But that's not the point in guys paying us to go fishing. We go, number one, to have fun. Number two, let's catch some fish.
They go to learn. You know, they go to learn and fish a lot of different stuff. And I don't know, man.
You know, the game we play, Mickey, most of the time, it's how I gauge it. That's okay, guys. There's three of y'all. This is the old limit. We've caught 15. You know, we don't keep that, but I'm saying we've caught 15.
Right.
This was 3 years ago. I said, let's make one more pass. We'll catch my five, which we're not really, just playing a game. Okay, there's 20. Let's roll, man. Let's get out of here. That's enough. You know, that's enough. If you were keeping fish, you'd have your big box of 15. But that's just, it ain't the point to me. If the point is to go get three or six or nine, that's not my goal. I don't care about that. That's me personally. I don't, people do what they do.
It's just been instilled in our heads forever. Oh, you got to get your limit. You got to get it. And it's, you know, three fish, that's not a limit of fish in my books, buddy. That's a joke is what it is.
That's stupid. Hey, I'm hitting golf balls at Galveston Country Club after getting in on Tuesday, and this guy had been, and I ain't knocking nobody. I'm just listening to this guy talk to his buddy. He went with some guy out of San Leon, great guy. They get croakers and shrimps and dead baits and squids or whatever they got, and I never forget, I'm hitting a golf ball and ain't hitting them very good either. He said, oh, yeah, we got our limit. And I'm, in the back of my mind, I said, okay, you got you, your buddy, and your grandson. You finally caught nine with croakers and shrimp and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was that was a good trip, which is fine.
Right.
But you caught nine, dude. We catch 90 on one trip, much less.
Yeah, I mean.
Nine.
Yeah, I know. It just, times have changed, and it's just, the bar has been lowered down. It's, I'm ready to make fishing great again. Get us built back, and it's working for. Well, I mean, even when we had 20 fish limits, we'd pull these disasters and we'd have no fish, and we'd come back in 2 or 3 years. It was back to where it was without lowering the limits and everything.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right.
I mean, it's wind addressing, it's micromanagement, and all this stuff, and it's not the fishermen. I mean, you're dealing with environment, you know, habitat loss, Mother Nature, all the variables, predators, fish, just eating everything up. I mean, we're a pinprick compared to what's going on in the environment out there. We're not hurting anything.
You said it exactly right. Me and Mr. Jim was talking about that yesterday. James, you old enough to realize when there wasn't no limits? So, yeah, I fished in the no limit times. We boxes. And we went through the whole scenario where we're at now. And yeah. I told him exactly what you just said. I said, look, man, it's like farming. Some years it's good, some years it's bad. But environmental-wise, when they deepen and widen that ship channel and all this dredging and all this stuff goes on, the ships are eroding the bay. That plays a whole bigger part in this whole deal.
They've ripped this bay to pieces, man.
Then our little BS, little old fish we're keeping, that's minimal, dude. Minimal.
You're right.
Quoting exactly what you said yet. Right now, what you just said, exactly what we talked about verbatim yesterday.
Yeah. Isn't it something?
We're coming back.
Oh, clear, man, let me knock this break out. I just looked up. I got carried away here. Hang on, I'll be right back at you, James.
I'll be right back at you.
All right, well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. So if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, well, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at AlliedInc.com. That's 281-332-6224.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:40 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, man.
Hey, Monday, we got in all them storms, man. It got bad. And I was at Bolivar, and I took on some fuel there at Delano's, and I run into a customer of mine. He said, man, we going to wait it out. And I said, man, I'm going to try to get to the other side. I'm going to try to run in behind this thing. I said, I'm gone. And I took off, and, buddy, that wind hit. It's pretty bad. Man, I hit the mouth of that thing, and it's blowing, I don't know, Mickey, 30, 35 knots. Legit, because I looked at it when I got back to the marina. That's when we had to go to the marina. We didn't get back out fishing about 10 o'clock. And we're coming across there, and now here comes a giant ship, one of them Walmart tanker, Costco tanker guys coming. Hey, now I got like a 3-foot chop on his old 6-foot wave, and we just coming home, and you know that you're doing this. Some guy in some kind of little, maybe like a blue wave boat or something. Dude, Barber said, man, this guy is on you, man. And I turn around, look, hey, this guy is so close to me. If I was to hiccup, he would probably be in the back of my boat.
Wow. Letting you bust him waves for him.
I told John, I said, that's why you got one of these boats, man. Because you never know.
Man, if you're going to run all over Galveston Bay and do it right, you got to have some meat under you.
Well, you got to get a boat, Mickey, because we
gotta
get caught.
You got to get a boat. That's right.
If you go like we do every day, you're going to get caught in it. You're not. I don't care how good you are. There's going to be some times that you get caught, dude. And I make some bad decisions, too, but you're going to get caught. Hey, but talk about this canal deal, man. So I ride a bike called PureFix. Then about 3 years ago, I ordered me one. It took me like forever to get it. And they're not stupid expensive. It's an aluminum bike. And I had one that was iron. And it was sitting there, and it was all messed up. So I took it and got it all rebuilt. Well, Cameron, every afternoon, he gets on that bike and gets his rod. He's got little places he fishes on Tiki. Dude, he's crushing them on top waters every afternoon in the canals here. He's getting 15, 20, 25 bites a day on top waters.
Yeah.
But my canal where I live, it sucks. I don't never get nothing. But he won't take me. I say, hey, I'll go with you. Nah, you're good. I said, okay, that's fine, dude. That's fine. I won't go. But he's sneaky about it, but he'll send me pictures. He's catching some nice. I think his biggest one, he's cost like 4 pounds.
Yeah.
But I think yesterday they had like, we took some of the neighbor's boys with him yesterday. I think they had about 15, 20 bites.
Yeah. Well.
So he cleaned one to fish for the gar. I got a gar in my canal we're trying to catch. He's bothering my ducks. I got a family. I got look like old McDonald around here, dude. I got a ringneck. A ringneck's roosting right here. Luckily, she ain't underneath on top of my boat. I'd have to get rid of her. So I just let her stay. I got me a family of ducks we feed. There's 4 little ones, and we got some granola. Hey, they see my boat coming, dude. They follow me. When I come in the canal, they follow me. Here they come. So I got ducks, but the guard tried to get the ducks.
Oh,
Carol
yeah.
saw the whole thing. And I said, no, Cameron, say, man, get something. Catch this guard. I want him out of here so they don't get my ducks. And then yesterday morning, I get in my boat, and Mickey, it is destroyed. There's yellow stuff everywhere. There's feathers.
Uh-oh.
I got a sick dove in here with like a broke wing, and he is living in my boat through the night, and it is destroyed. I got to wash it before I even go fishing. So I go get Cameron, and the little dove flies over here and says, go see if you can help this thing. He's like right here. But you wouldn't believe the amount of white wings and doves that's learned how to roost in these palm trees on Tiki. Hell, Mickey, I don't even need a lease. I could hunt right here if it was legal. There's millions of them.
Yeah, look at all them wild parakeets over around San Leon, man. It destroys everybody's boats. You know, nesting boat stalls. And oh,
they've migrated up here, too. We got them on Tiki. They've
got
migrated
them. There you
here.
Go.
I'm sitting here looking at a ring neck staring at me. Like, what am I going to do? I can't blow her old nest out now.
No.
So. But
that's all right. Send her down to Hebronville. They'll take care of her.
Send her to Alice. We'll fix that. Hey,
send her to Alice, Everville. They'll take care of them.
Hey, just send her. You know, it's a shame. I don't want. I'm trying to save everything. Come when they open that second season down here in Galveston, I'm fit to light you up.
If it flies, it dies.
Oh, Lord.
Raising birds. Come on,
dude.
I can't
believe I have so much. But I like my ducks now. I like the little ducks. And they,
hey, I got a Carolina Wren that's got a nest built in one of my trout mouths on the back patio.
You
know,
Are you serious?
Fish mounts I got hanging up out there that look like Frankenstein fish now from the weather and everything.
Yeah. You got one nested in the mouth of it?
In the mouth of it. Got babies in there.
Hey, did you put that mount? I don't remember. You mounted him separate. Your 10-pounder, you mounted that fish separate.
That's the one the bird's in the mouth of.
No kidding. But you mounted that fish by itself, right?
Yeah, that 10-pounder, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Hey, it's raining right now right here.
Yeah, it's coming out of the Gulf.
Well, it's good for me.
I heard a seagull. Yeah, you got a little shower. That one just built up in West Bay. You got a little old shower right on top of you, Tiki Island. How about that?
Hey, that's why, you tell your guys, that's how we got busted on that deal Monday, Vicky. There was nothing on the radar.
No, it's in buildups, man.
And that's what got us Monday. And it wasn't supposed to be bad. And then
there's one right on top of the dike right now, too, that built up. But the big glob, it's all out in the Gulf. It's getting big now. It's, it may be a bad day for everybody in Galveston. Here it comes.
It ain't going to be a bad day. I don't want it to rain. I'm supposed to play golf at 10 o'clock. I don't need no rain.
Well,
it's going to be car path only. You know that.
Oh, I guarantee you. All right, man. I got to run. I got to go check Sharky's pulse and make sure he's going to live and die through the weather this morning.
All right,
if somebody
buddy.
Wants to come fish with you, James, if they don't catch nothing, they'll laugh, I promise you.
Oh, hey, we will. Hey, we're going to laugh. 409-771-7306.
All right, feed them birds, man.
All right, Polly, I'll catch you later.
All right, Polly got a cracker. All right, man, see you, buddy. All right, let's jump the bridge. Let's go over to G-Town now, right there on Offutt's Bayou, and check in with Sharky Marquez. Hey, Michael, what's up this morning, man?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, just laughing at Plog. What an idiot.
Man.
I love it. Well, what's up with you?
Lightning bolt. Oh, I'm looking at these lightning bolts coming down everywhere.
Yep. A little buildup going on out in the old Gulf.
Yeah, it is, man. It's a doozy, too. That sucker out there is large.
It got big. Vernon from over in Bolivar, he said, hey, man, I'm seeing lightning. And I checked radar. There was nothing on it when I did the weather. And and now it's all built up. And, looking at the it's heading inland. But it looks like it's just going to, the big part's going to graze Galveston. Just, it's going to go across the North Jetty and mostly hit Bolivar, so.
Well, hopefully it pushes on out of here, man. The guys are ready to rock and roll down there. I was on a 12-hour trip, and I was able to reschedule them. It wasn't going to be a good day to do it, so I was able to reschedule them.
Man, what's the deal with offshore? Have you heard anything? I mean, it's just been, this weather's just been so nuts. Has anybody got out there?
Man, other than the party boats, not that I could think of,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those guys are probably the only ones that are pretty much actively fishing out there.
Right.
And then we got some friends in Freeport, friends of me and Naylor's that run Action Charters, and they've got I don't even know what you call it, but it's a multi customer kind of boat. They could take like 20 people out there. They're awesome. Anyway, I'm sure they've been getting out there. They're in a pretty sweet, rig. But other than that, man, I don't know. I don't know who's been getting out there, but not me.
Right.
I mean, unless you want to risk your life going out there with all these pop-up storms and all this, wind and big seas. Like I told my folks yesterday, man, it's 4-footers. You get out there and you kill yourself getting out there. And then a pop-up storm hits you, and then it's 10-footers. I'm out. No, thank you.
No, I'm good.
But, man, the fishing's been hot. Yesterday, we delayed all our morning stuff and went out in the afternoon. And, JJ caught a whole bunch of trout on the jetties. We got into a school of redfish, which was awesome, man. I haven't gotten into a school of some nice redfish in a while. But we were sitting there smacking the redfish, and it was awesome, man. It was great. It was a good day.
What size? Slot size or bulls or what?
Yeah, we got a couple slots and we got a couple bulls. So, I mean, it was great to see that. It was great to see that. That's one thing I haven't with the bulls, we'll catch one here and there. But, in the last week or two, I haven't seen too many redfish, on my end. We've been really catching a ton of trout, Those redfish were moved in yesterday, which was a lot of fun because we did all that on light tackle, So that was a blast.
Yes, it is. That's fun.
Yeah, buddy. It's been good, man. We'll see what this week brings. I've got 5 offshore trips next week, and I'm pretty sure I don't know if I'm going to run any of them.
Boy.
Hopefully no, so. Man.
Sure be nice to get a little edge on this weather. Knock it out.
I know it. Goodness gracious, we need a break from it, that's for sure.
Sure do. Well, that's why more people fish inshore than they do offshore.
Yeah.
You can fish in bad weather inshore, but offshore, that's a whole nother animal out there, buddy.
Oh, shoot, man. Yeah, it's something you don't want to play around with, that's for sure.
No, there's...
Yeah. I'm going to have to start making some calls today for next week. Really look at the weather and
just kind of
start making a couple calls,
It's all you can do, brother.
I know it. I hope we can do something inshore and, golly, man, it looks like 4th of July going outside my window right now.
Boy, we've had some electricity and all these pop-ups and these storms and everything, man.
Yeah, man, it looks crazy out there. It's that big blob right off the coast.
Yeah, it's right there. You had those little pop-ups kind of came inshore around you there, but that big glob offshore, it's going to graze it. It's going to graze the north jetty and, south jetty and totally cover the north jetty as it moves in and cover all that Bolivar Peninsula.
Golly.
Yeah.
When
I did the weather at 4 o'clock, there was nothing on radar.
Isn't that nuts? Man. It's crazy how these things are just popping up, man. I don't know.
Had a guy just text me, said, "Hey, Cap, ask Sharky if he heard me howling from the breeze ship." I don't know what that
means. Probably so. I thought I heard somebody yelling at me yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the breeze, like the carnival breeze?
Yeah. That's Randy.
Man, I don't know. That's
Randy
hilarious.
Randy in Santa Fe.
That's hilarious. That's awesome, man.
You can
That's
run,
awesome.
But you can't hide, man.
Yeah, it's I love that, man. No big deal. I never know who's hollering at me, man. I just hope they're hollering for a good reason,
Yeah.
Not yelling at me,
Right. Oh, well.
Too funny, man.
Well, I guess y'all are going to kind of sit on the back burner and let this weather pass, huh?
Yeah, I'm not, because I rescheduled my trip, man. I'm at the house this morning, so but I'm seeing all my guys there. I'm going to call them and just kind of hear their game plan and make sure, these guys, they know what they're doing, man. They're awesome, but, I'll touch base with them and see what they've got planned
up this
morning.
You got Sugar Shane, Cajun Chris.
Sugar Shane, Jetty James, Cajun Chris. We're working on we've got another one he's under my wing right now in training, and his name's Blake. And
there you go.
He's a great kid, man. He's been with us coming up on a year now.
Yeah.
So he's going to finish out this summer with me, and then we're gonna put him to it, buddy.
Got you. All right.
So,
all right.
Be rocking and rolling.
Well,
man.
Hey, man, if somebody wants to give you a call or come down and hook up, give them some info how they can get a hold of all you fellas.
Come on with it, man. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnogcharters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, availability right there on our website. Or you just Google us, Outcast Charters Galveston. We'll pop right up, man. And then we have on-site lodging. We do birthday parties, weddings, corporate events. Check us out at Bayside Event Center. We're a one-stop shop, all right there in-house on 61st Street, man. Hope everybody going to have a safe weekend. Be safe out there driving around in this weather if you got to get out today. And God bless, man.
You got it, brother. All right, Sharky,
brother.
Have a good day, man. Good talking
to you.
I'll
catch you later, man. Be safe, buddy.
Later. All right.
Bye.
Well, unfortunately, we've got to take a break. Top of the hour coming up. National anthem and all that. And you're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.